I hope everyone had a nice break, and welcome back to the end of the world. So as you know, World War III has started.
Working on another video right now that I think will be actually really important for everyone, especially at this time. But before I get to finishing that one, I just wanted to make this really quick because I absolutely need everyone who can hear me to fully understand that just because you cannot conceive of evil in the ways that it exists outside of, say, like a Hollywood movie or a Marvel Comics bad guy or something, does not mean that that evil does not exist and it is not something that we as a society, we as human beings are going to have to contend with now. Because it's on full display at this point and you cannot ignore it. It is in your face. It is blatant. It is about as ostentatious as I've ever seen in my whole life, in my entire existence on Earth. And I turned on the computer, I was thinking of recording this, and the first thing I was confronted with was an article about a priest in Florida who has been feeding the homeless out of a Catholic mission in Oakland Park for the last 36 years.
I go to the park, I exercise there, and I even come to Mass here.
He depends on the help to give him a hand up.
I don't know any other church or any other pastor that will help us the way that he has.
And they rezoned his mission in 2014. They rezoned the area and they have been charging him $125 fines every single day since they rezoned it in 2014 to force him to stop feeding homeless people.
So Christ was very clear about us helping his people. And it doesn't matter what stage of life or who you are. Everybody's just a child of God. Point blank, right?
Because he's operating a non-permitted soup kitchen. Everything about our society is completely inverted and anti-human and evil. Evil. Like the fruits of the devil.
Really evil. Like so evil that you would say it was evil. Like it's the fruits of the devil.
And it's undeniable now. There is not any amount of dressing up this pig and having it be a princess. This is a pig. It is a gross, stanky, disgusting, oily pig in your face. Sadly, that's the average day on the internet. I can open up this internet at any given time and I will be confronted with just the sheer levels of absolute horror that our society has mutated into now. The idea that we're going to continue to pretend like that's not the case or try to make this not be that when it totally is and we're going to just lie to ourselves is some really dystopian hopium. But evil absolutely exists. And I feel like the inability for the average person to conceive of the levels of darkness that are happening is part of why that darkness is allowed to continue operating with impunity, basically, and not being put in check. Because the average person thinks they're a good person and they just assume that most people are. And I think most people probably are. But obviously, whatever levels of darkness have been lurching about, squelching under the sewers, in the shadows, in the nightmares of humanity, it has gotten so bad that they don't feel anymore like used to be back in the day at some point. They at least tried to pretend to everyone else's face. That was the psychopath way. Now, they're just full on. There's not even any attempt to hide it. Shame's probably the wrong word. I don't think they had shame to begin with. But there's no attempt to hide it anymore. It's just blatantly in your face, grotesque, obvious, evil. Case in point number one is Lindsey Graham. I think we all know Lindsey Graham has serious mental issues.
I just want to say, I feel good about the Republican Party. I feel good about where we're going as a nation. We're killing all the right people and we're cutting your taxes.
That probably, I don't know. I'm not going to try to psychoanalyze this man, but obviously someone should. It probably should be studied. It probably should be studied scientifically as a way to help humanity in the future.
Trump is my favorite president. We've run out of bombs. We didn't run out of bombs in World War II.
But at this point, because he finally got his fondest wish, I guess, he's just openly salivating. And I mean, in a way that we've never seen, that, like, even up to now. And this is pretty bad. But this man is openly salivating over blood.
Many people in this part of the world say what happened in Gaza does not align with Christian values. Killing children, killing mothers,
well, be honest
killing
with
families
you,
yeah. who are not militants.
Yeah, I don't buy that at all.
Why?
Because what did we do in World War II? Did we think 1 minute about starving the Germans? Did we bomb every city into smithereens? So this
you
is a war.
No, October 7th to World War II.
Yes, I am. This is an absolute existential threat to the Jewish people, to the world. If you don't understand this is a threat to Israel's survival.
And then they flattened Gaza.
Just flatten it. We flattened Berlin. We flattened Tokyo. Were we wrong to drop an atomic bomb to end the Japanese reign of terror? Were we? So my view, if I were Israel, I would have probably done it the same way. We flattened Germany. We flattened Japan.
How many Americans
Wait
believe
a minute.
This?
Out of
believe?
That, we were...
The way that, how many Americans think the way that you do?
I think most Republicans think the way I do.
Even young ones.
You're just out of touch if you don't understand.
There's not much further down in the basement you can get than Lindsey Graham has gotten in this last few months.
When this regime goes down, we're going to have a new Mideast. We're going to make a ton of money.
It's extremely, extremely disgusting.
We're devastating the enemy. I'm not looking for a fair fight. If we get in a fight, I want to win it. I want to win it quick. I'm in Miami. You see this hat? Free Cuba. Stay tuned. Yeah. The liberation of Cuba is upon us. It's just a matter of time now. You see this at? Make Iran great. President Trump said the only way to make Iran great.
And he's also letting you know that he doesn't stand with America, just by the way. He's fully letting everyone know that as a sitting senator of the United States Congress, he stands with a totally different country. Just so everyone is clear.
To all the isolationists, I don't believe... Forget it. I'm not with you. I'm with Israel. I will be with Israel to our dying day. God bless Israel.
Right.
We should move all our stuff to Israel. Thank you.
The White House is now putting out cartoons laced with war footage.
You want to see me do it again? You want to see me do it again? You want to see me do it again?
And video games laced with war footage, and that was already bad enough. Like, that's some pretty basement level. But, like, now they're actually making AI slop videos?
My God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Mixed with blowing people up. President is now openly making eugenical statements.
A lot of them were let in here. They shouldn't have been let in. Others are just bad. They go bad. Something wrong. There's something wrong there.
So
the genetics are not exactly, they're not exactly your genetic. It's one of those problems, Brian. It's a terrible thing, and it happens.
This is a way to dehumanize people so that it somehow makes it okay what you're doing, even though what you're doing is absolutely not okay.
The Navy is gone. It's all lying at the bottom of the ocean. 46 ships. Can you believe it? In fact, I got a little upset with our people. I said, what quality of ship? Excellent, sir. Top of the line. I said, why did we just capture the ship? We could have used it. Why did we sink them? He said, it's more fun to sink them. I said, that's a... They like sinking them better.
And every single person listening to me who grew up in what used to be America learned about the types of atrocities that happened in the 20th century from despotic tyrannical dictators, and they learned why that is bad. Now we're watching that unfold. We're just watching that happen.
Others are just bad. They go bad. Something wrong. There's something wrong there.
So
the genetics are not exactly, they're not exactly your genetic.
Well,
it's one of those problems, Brian.
And he's making commentary on Fox News. I mean, these people on Fox News, by the way, this, what's her name? CFR lady over here. When Lindsey Graham went on there and was making jokes about his hats, talking about how they're keeping oil out of Cuba so they can basically starve those people out so they can take it over, which is just horrifying. It's really horrifying what they're doing. And he's got a hat that says, "Make Iran Great Again." Because, you know, that's really been the policy, to spread democracy and make all these countries great again by bombing them into the ground and destroying them completely. Miss been a member of Council on Foreign Relations over there, Maria Bartiromo. She just let out this laugh.
I'm in Miami. You see this hat? Free Cuba. Stay tuned. Yeah. The liberation of Cuba is upon us. It's just a matter of time now. You see this hat? Make Iran great. President Trump said the only way to make Iran great is for the people to take over.
That's just so funny.
Trump said the only way to make Iran great.
So people are starving and suffering in Cuba.
Breaking news into CNN. Cuba's electrical grid has suffered a complete and total collapse. This is according to the country's power operator. It's the first nationwide blackout since the U.S. effectively shut off the flow of oil to Cuba.
I do believe I'll be the honor of having the honor of taking Cuba. That'd be good. That's a big honor.
Taking Cuba.
Taking Cuba in some form, yeah. Taking Cuba. I mean, whether I free it, take it, I think I could do anything I want with it. You want to know the truth?
People are dying in the Middle East, including our own soldiers that have been sent over there. And these people are laughing it up on TV. They just think that's hilarious. And Lindsey Graham's got his Make Iran Great Again hat. They're just blatantly psychotic. And it's totally fine to just have that be on full display for everyone to see. They have no self-awareness of that at all.
No, I don't want to brag. But, you know, they've said this about a lot of things. No other president could do some of this shit I'm doing.
That's the other thing. All of these people are insulated from their own evil. Like, they do not, they obviously are so insulated, in fact, they have almost no self-awareness at all at this point, that they are basically snarling monster caricatures where a person once stood. Like, she's on national television and doesn't realize that's what she looks like. She doesn't realize how disgustingly heinous and ugly, just purely through and through, down to her atoms, she's just so, so nasty of a person to be thinking that any words coming out of Lindsey Graham's mouth are funny enough to laugh like that. That's not a, oh, I'm nervous, I feel like embarrassed and I don't know how to handle this situation laugh. That's her just fully giving in to her nastiest basis level of herself as a person who exists. These people are gross. They're abhorrent people, and they have to be called out on it. These are the people, by the way, that are brainwashing your boomer family members to follow some of the worst wrong side of history agendas we've ever seen in our lifetimes. These nasty, evil, snarling monster people who are salivating with bloodlust over war and death.
I am hearing Hezbollah has joined this fight from the north, firing missiles from Lebanon. Is that true, and how should we react to it?
That is who your grandma and your parents are being brainwashed by. I'm wondering how much of the world we could save just by getting our boomer relatives to turn off the Fox News right now. Really, all of it is bullshit, but the Fox News specifically has gone full beyond neocon. This is so far beyond any George W. Bush era, because those people still try to have some kind of pretense, like they had some kind of moral high ground or anything. They're not doing that this time. They're just in your face, full on bloodlust, demons salivating over death and destruction and murder. And Lindsey Graham doesn't have any children. He doesn't have any stake in the future. He's not going over there to fight in any of these wars. He's not doing anything. He's sending other people's children over to die. He's actually talking about how he's going to go back to his state and talk people in his state into sending their children over there to die.
I go back to South Carolina. I'm asking them to send their sons and daughters over to the Mideast.
And he sees no problem with that because he wants to be Napoleon right now.
We're marching through the world. We're cleaning out the bad guys. Minds and plot destruction.
These people are wicked. They're wicked. If you had a dictionary and you opened it to the word wicked, this should be in there as an illustrative definition of wicked. Not wicked like the musical. Wicked, like actually just morally wrong, morally bankrupt.
And as to this commander-in-chief, he did something people talked about doing. You just wait for Cuba.
I had an obligation to do this. I didn't want to, I called it an excursion. I didn't want to make this journey. We had the highest stock market in history.
The Dow was at 50,000, and that's what we changed by a ball.
We had low gas prices. Everything was good. And I know exactly. I know what, you're going to do it, and people are going to raise the price of oil, and that's good. But I know that.
But when you see Lindsey Graham talking about killing people, you can see the bloodlust on him. You can see that he is getting off on it. If you were in a dark alley and this man was beaming at you with this type of murderous grin, you would innately have a fight or flight reaction that would trigger inside of you biologically, that would make you want to run away from him or try to fight him off. Like, that would be the only options as a protection mechanism, as a survival mechanism. And how these people have been able to get to this point in our society speaks to our society as well. It does. We can't separate that out. The fact that the people running things all seem to have just an innate bloodlust that they are salivating over publicly, there's something very, very, very wrong here. And it's been very wrong the whole time I've been alive. It's been very wrong and getting worse for a long time. But this is a new level of so wrong.
They can barely communicate, let alone coordinate. They're confused and we know it. Our response? We will keep pressing. We will keep pushing, keep advancing. No quarter, no mercy for our enemies.
You just suggested that Iran somehow got its hands on a Tomahawk and bombed its own elementary school on the first day of the war. But you're the only person in your government saying this. Even your defense secretary wouldn't say that when he was asked, standing over your shoulder on your plane on Saturday. Why are you the only person saying this?
Because I just don't know enough about it. I think it's something that I was told is under investigation. But Tomahawks are used by others, as you know. Numerous other nations have Tomahawks. They buy them from us. But I will certainly, whatever the report shows, I'm willing to live with that report.
The Guardian reported this morning that the school where the 170 girls yep. were incinerated
yep.
was a private school for the daughters of Revolutionary Guard officers. That school was intentionally targeted. Those little girls were intentionally incinerated in order to humiliate and torment their fathers. This is barbarity of the highest sort. This is Gaza-like barbarity that the United States engaged in at the direction of the Israelis.
But we can be clear with the American people that this is not a fair fight, and that's on purpose. So I'll close with Scripture, drawing strength from Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle.
So you have hypocritical performative piety, and then you've got what has to be the most transparent corruption in the history of this country, literally ever.
You know, myself and my fellow right-wing commentators were pretty incensed watching Hunter Biden spit paint through a straw and sell it for hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars in shady art gallery deals that we connected to the Biden family corruption. So don't you just love to see this? This was back in November 2024 when Donald Trump Jr. was given $4 million of stock and a seat on the board for this military drone company. Well, wouldn't you know? Now that we happen to be in a war that everybody totally wants, that stock happens to be up 46% in the last 5 days. But naturally, that's not the only drone company that the Trump kids are invested in, as is another one called Powerus. And these companies happen to be gaining a tremendous amount of money due to contracts from, you guessed it, the military and the Pentagon.
We're going to make a ton of money.
The dawn of a new golden era in America. And my friends, that is exactly what we are in the middle of now. The new golden era, new golden age.
There are people that I know who I thought were smart at some level who are still trying to make excuses for this. Even for the people trying to make excuses, trying to pretend they don't see it, there's no way to do that other than just straight lying to yourself with full knowledge that that's what you're doing. We are to the point now that not only did our president wear a blue suit and his merch ball cap to a dignified transfer, but his super PAC used it to promote being paid for a national security briefing membership. So they used pictures of him wearing his merch ball cap to the dignified transfer in a super PAC that you will get a national security briefing membership. What does that mean? Let's read the email. It says, as a national security briefing member, you'll receive my private national security briefings, unfiltered updates on the threats facing America. You'll get the inside scoop direct from, like, he's selling. The man is selling his national security briefings on the back of pictures of himself at the dignified transfer. So somebody was sitting in a room and said, what better way to fundraise than the selling of classified information using pictures of the president at a dignified transfer? And when questioned on whether or not he thinks this is an appropriate behavior to engage in, Trump said, I do.
Think it's an appropriate email to send your critics?
I do.
I don't, like, whoever came up with this level of corruption, bravo. Bravo on that. You couldn't even make this up in any, like, no one would watch a movie like this because it's so terrible that no one, I mean, even if for a movie, you couldn't suspend your disbelief to this level. I don't know why anyone would think, by the way, that any of these people who are acting this way, if they would do this to other people, I don't know why you would think they wouldn't do it to you too. I don't know why anybody here, any Americans watching any of this, I don't know why you would think that these people will not do the same thing to you that they are doing to these other people. Like, they will do it to you too.
I'm reporting to you from the town of Sir Al-Garabiya. I don't know if you can hear the two Israeli drones hovering above our heads right now, but I have a message to the American taxpayers. While you're unable to afford groceries and probably one medical emergency away from bankruptcy, your tax dollars are going directly to Israel. The money is used to buy weapons to kill civilians in foreign countries. I have lost count of the number of massacres that have happened just in the last 24 hours here in Lebanon. It is dizzying. The site where I am now is the site where Israel yesterday killed 19 civilians in a massive airstrike that targeted two residential homes. Targeting residential areas is a war crime. I'd also like to say that the violence that you export into the world will come back to you. Your government will eventually use these tactics on you. You are next.
There's no moral quandary left. They don't have one. There isn't one. This is pure psychopathy. It's on full display.
Sir, can you explain why we're sending 5,000 Marines and sailors? Can you explain why you're
very obnoxious, President? Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I mean, every single thing that's happened. Freaking Alex Karp came out, Palantir, and he said the thing that's special about America is America's ability to kill things.
So that what makes America special right now is our lethal capacities, our ability to fight war, both because we've been doing it for 20 years, because we have meritocracy in our military, and because we finance it in a way no other country has, and because the AI revolution is uniquely American.
There was one thing he mentioned, and that was it. It's America's ability to murder and make things dead. Okay? Sam Altman, there's a clip that's going around of Sam Altman now, of him talking about how they envision a future where they take everybody's intelligence and they put a meter on it and give it back to them as a product.
We see a future where intelligence is a utility like electricity or water, and people buy it from us on a meter and use it for whatever they want to use it for. The demand that we see for that seems like it's going to continue to just go like this.
So they're going to dumb everybody down with the AI. And then, So they're going to take everybody's art. They're going to take all the knowledge. They're going to take everybody's thoughts. They're going to take everything off the internet and steal all the art. And they're going to put it into a thing for profit, put a meter on it, and then sell it back to you after they dumb everyone down. They're going to dumb everyone down and then sell intelligence back to people after making them stupid. I mean, this is just absolute, it's just parasitic. These people, it's just.
A barrel of oil closed above $103 on Friday, and the Iranians are warning of prices hitting $200 a barrel. Mr. Secretary, should Americans be bracing for, should they be worried that this war will actually drive the price of oil above $200 a barrel?
So Iran for 47 years has called the United States the Great Satan. So because they call us the Great Satan, I don't think we are the Great Satan. In fact, clearly we're not. So I don't listen much to Iranian projections of what's going to happen.
There's nothing else you can say about it. So, yeah, we have a president.
Have you been briefed about how many Iran sleeper cells there could be inside the U.S. right now?
I have been, and a lot of people came in through Biden with this stupid open border. But we know where most of them are. We've got our eye on all of them, I think.
Who is talking in racist eugenical terms openly.
So
the genetics are not exactly, they're not exactly your genetic. It's one of those problems.
We have senators who are saying they have their first loyalty is to foreign nations.
All the anti-Semites, to all the isolationists, I don't believe. Forget it. I'm not with you. I'm with Israel. I will be with Israel to our dying day.
Which sounds totally like treason. I mean, I don't even know how you could define it any other way.
Just like witches and black masses.
And they should come and they should help us protect it. You could make the case that maybe we shouldn't even be there at all because we don't need it. We have a lot of oil. We're the number one producer anywhere in the world times two, by double, at least double. Now I think it's much higher than that. But we do it. It's almost like we do it for habit. But we also do it for some very good allies that we have in the Middle East.
What about people who say you're only interested in the Middle East for oil?
What? Huh? Oil? Who said something about oil, bitch? You cooking?
Oil. We have more than double what anybody else in terms of oil production. We're at more than double any other country. So we don't need it, but we did it. It's almost, you could say we did it out of habit, which is not a good thing to do. But we did it because we have some good allies there. We have some great Middle Eastern countries there, Israel there.
The body's burning.
Fox News hosts cackling about regime change and
Trump said the only way to make Iran great.
This is not endless nation building.
The beginning, it's the beginning of building a new country.
We're going to make a ton of money.
As the war machine keeps turning.
Tech bros talking about dumbing people down and then selling their intelligence back to them with a meter on it.
They may work super hard, spend tens of millions, hundreds of millions of someday billions of dollars on a single problem that's really valuable.
See a future where intelligence is a utility like electricity or water, and people buy it from us on a meter.
But we see a future where intelligence is a utility like electricity or water, and people buy it from us on a meter.
The demand that we see for that seems like it's going to continue to just go like this.
The demand that we see for that seems like it's going to continue to just go like this.
Everything about this society is parasitical, inverted, and feasting on itself right now.
Our government runs on taxpayer money. So wars, military operations, weapons contracts, all of that comes from the money that the government is collecting from your taxes. Our military budget is $850 billion every single year. So do the math. 850 billion divided by 60 billion is about 14 times. 850 billion divided by 40 billion is about 21 times. So that means that the money we spend on military every year could fund programs to end hunger and homelessness in America roughly 14 to 21 times over. Not once, not twice, 14 to 21 times. Let that sink in. There's people in America that can't afford groceries, can't afford rent, that are one emergency away from losing everything. People who are working full time and are still broke. My point in explaining the math is not to complain. It's to show that the United States government could be doing way more for American citizens if it wanted to. The way a government spends money shows you what it really cares about, Israel. And before someone jumps in the comments trying to argue about budgets, relax. The point is the scale of money, okay? Martin Luther King, he said that a nation that continues to spend more money on a military defense than on programs to help its own people is approaching spiritual death. America is not poor. We're one of the richest countries in human history. So the issue is not that the money doesn't exist. The issue is what our government chooses to prioritize. Why, when the government shuts down, do they cut SNAP benefits? Why are people starving when the government shuts down? Because they want them to.
And the average person is still getting up and going to work and paying taxes and acting like if they just keep doing the things that they're doing, this is all somehow going to work out. And I'm just saying to you, like, the writing is all over the walls. It could not be more clear how bad this is. And it is not going to change by keeping your head down and pretending you can't see it. I love you guys, but I really wish the people who got fooled during COVID and the people who got fooled by MAGA could all admit to themselves that they were all fooled, so we can all just come back together now, because we're going to have to stand together at some point. We're going to have to unite at some point and start saying no big time, because we have total full-on psychopathy running the show.
And I've been speaking on the phone with absolutely desperate people in Tehran in the last 48 hours, and it's carpet bombing, and they're killing indiscriminately. And the consequences for the world will be utterly awful. And it appears we have a lot of Americans. We have a very particular society. We have a lot of Americans who are saying, move on. This is Armageddon coming. This is this is the promised end of the world. We are hearing lots of reports about this being preached in the military. We're seeing a lot of people who believe that the worse it gets, the closer we are to the second coming of Jesus Christ. And that's a motivating factor.
Now, the lying that you have to do to tell people in this country that they are getting something out of this war, the hurdles you have to jump through are some of the craziest things that I have ever seen in my life. When I watch people, I totally understand why Israel wants it, why Netanyahu wants it. I totally understand that. I get why Jared Kushner wants it. I get why people in the United States, like Ted Cruz wanted. But the people in Kentucky, I mean, that are going to the Trump rally, the people in Kentucky who are going to the Trump rally, like these people right here, to sell to these people that they're getting something out of this. It is the only that religious angle of like the third temple and the rapture and all that stuff, the Christian Zionism. You have to go to these people and go, well, don't you want the Messiah to come back? You don't have to go to the rest stop.
If the Messiah comes back, you don't have to go to work. So this is that. This is what we're doing.
I mean, clearly there are some in Israel who see greater Israel as the ultimate goal. I mean, as we speak, you're seeing Israeli settlers, violent settlers, pushing more Palestinians off their lands on the West Bank, destroying crops. You've got the recent announcements within the last several weeks about greater ability for Israelis to take over Palestinian lands. Hell, you've got our own ambassador, Huckabee, saying in response to interview question that, you know, he'd be, quote, fine.
That would include, like, basically the entire Middle East. That would be the Levant. So that would be Israel, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon. It would also be big parts of Saudi Arabia and Iraq. It would be, I mean,
I'm not sure it would go that far. I mean, it would be a big piece of land. But here's the point.
It would be a lot of places that are now countries.
But this particular area that we're talking about now, Israel, is a land that God gave through Abraham to a people that he chose. It was a people, a place, and a purpose. We can look at it that way. Christian Zionism, I want to go back because that's where we started.
I'm not going to let you off on this because you have said it three times that God gave this land to this people. And so it is entirely fair for me with respect to ask, what land are you talking about? Because I just read Genesis 15, as I have many times. Mm-hmm. And that land, I think it says, from the Nile to the Euphrates, which is, once again, basically the entire Middle East. So God gave that land to his people, the Jews, or he didn't. You're saying he did. What does that mean? Does Israel have the right to that land? Because you're appealing to Genesis.
Yeah.
You're saying that's the original deed.
It would be fine if they took it all.
If Israel not only takes over the West Bank, but other areas where some would claim the Bible gives Israel the right to essentially take.
Oh, I thought we were like going to, I thought our taxes, I thought like the cost of groceries is going to go down. No, we're ending the world. We realized we couldn't do any of that. Let's be honest. You think your groceries are coming, the price of a house is never coming down.
And there's all these people like, oh, the gas prices, and people are dying all over the world now. The world is on fire, and you're worried about the cost of a tank of gas. Like, that should tell you what this has done to people's minds, how desensitized they are and normalized they are to this level of absolute psychopathy and barbarity that's happening. But just in case you didn't get it after everything else I've shown you in this video, just in case you're still not hearing me, it came out while all this is going on. It was reported on the 11th by several people who were in the meeting that Trump straight up made a comment to Speaker Mike Johnson that no one gives a fuck about housing. The most important thing right now is the SAVE Act, because they're going to try and do some completely corrupt stuff around election time. It's going to make it real clear to everyone that we do not have a constitutional republic with a democratic process anymore. But yeah, I mean, because apparently they have to go over the top just for people to really fully get the fabric of our country is being totally undone here. But again, the president of the United States told Speaker Mike Johnson in a conversation, no one gives a fuck about housing.
We're ending the world. I mean, it's pretty simple. There's zero way you're ever going to afford a house. Let's rapture you all. Let's rapture you all. It is the only shot you have at a good life right now is to hasten the rapture. That is, right now, the foreign and economic policy of our country currently right now is the rapture.
Although it is being used online in a way that is meant to say, screw you, Jew. It is being used in a context very directly to say, I hate Jews, and that's almost an online code word. Christ is king is, I hate the Jew.
Is that your view, or why do you say that?
Because you see the people who are saying it, and they're saying it in that context. They're saying Jews are horrible, good, like they're attacking Jews, and they end with Christ is king.
And I almost forgot to mention, in a scene that can only be described as weaponized irony, we also have Peter Thiel in Rome giving speeches about the Antichrist. Because of course we do. Of course we have that right now. That makes only so much sense. That makes total sense, actually. That makes the most sense of anything pretty much that I've said this entire video.
It is, that is the foreign and economic policy of our country, is the rapture. You're out of here. We're all going. The Messiah is coming back and he's going to figure it out because we don't know how to get these houses cheaper. We don't know. We do not know.
It's a significant part of Mr. Trump's base. And so bad news is not necessarily deterrence. It may just mean escalation to Armageddon. It is a grim situation that we're in.
Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle.
Here's Pete Hegseth, who is a drunk and a failure, making a big mess of this war, killing children in Iran.
He is my loving God.
A truly contemptible figure who should resign, war criminal Pete Hegseth, friend of the show. But he really should resign. They are massacring children in Iran. It is disgusting.
May the Lord grant unyielding strength. And amen.
But Pete Hegseth is a, you know, U.S. troops were told Iran wars for Armageddon and the return of Jesus. So this is what we've got. We've got some real fun people here trying to egg on World War III.
No other president could do some of this shit I'm doing.
I fully believe this is the plan. I think they want World War III. I believe they want World War III. I think the Epstein documents, it started to expose things that could not see the light of day. I think this economy is in much deeper trouble than people think. And I think that this is the plan.
This is even beyond the Iraq War. They then had, I won't say the dignity, but they then had the impulse to hide the motivations. Here, there is no impulse to hide the motivations. It's just a complete kill anybody.
I'm reporting to you from the town of Bridge Calloway, where 2 days ago, the Israeli army targeted a medical center with an airstrike, killing 12 medical staff. In recent days, the Israeli army has killed 20 medical staff in first responders in a series of blatant war crimes. According to you from the city of Sur, where just hours ago the Israeli army issued a forced displacement notice for the area around a school. The bombing occurred around 3 p.m. and I was able to catch a little bit of it because I was stuck on the side of the road. In addition to the forced displacement notice in Sur, the Israeli army has also again issued a forced displacement notice for the entire area of South Lebanon, so everything south of the Laitani. Forced displacement is a war crime.
Dried blood at the site in Zefta, where yesterday a civil defense building was targeted. One person was killed and two were injured. Targeting civil defense is a war crime.
It was 687 people killed and 1,500 people wounded. These figures are sure to rise. Clearly, we have multiple massacres happening here in Lebanon today. And I have a message to Western governments. Israel is ethnically cleansing Lebanon. I have been here for it. I've been documenting it since the last war. Stop arming them. Stop arming them. Stop funding them. Where is your humanity?
City of Sur, from the site of one of the Israeli bombings yesterday. You can see here, maybe you saw a video come out of Sur where a very large building with a radio antenna came down. That's this site. Nearby shops and buildings were obviously damaged. There's a wide debris field. I was hoping not to have to come down here again and do this kind of reporting, but I'm here. And all right, I'm here.
And we are the good guys. We are the defenders of freedom and liberty.
And kill everybody and overturn this society of 100 million people and an ancient society of 5,000 years. So it's dreadful.
it's not even the circus running the show or the clowns running the show, that might at least be entertaining. This is full psychopathy running. This is like that part of the insane asylum where they keep Hannibal Lecter, okay? This is the fava beans and Chianti running the show. So unless you don't want your liver eaten, we need to like figure out a way to get over ourselves and come back together as a people so we can stand up to this, because otherwise this is not going anywhere good. I'm serious. I don't know how else to say that. It's full psychopathy on full display. Just want to make sure everybody realizes the level we're at. This is evil. It's fully evil. There is such a thing. Everyone wants to act like it's all subjective. Like, this right here is evil and it's in your face. It is really unclear how anybody with a shred of humanity left could treat the levels of death and destruction and human pain and suffering that are happening like a punchline that you giggle at. And the fact that these people are still going about their day, making jokes and acting like this is not the level, should set off every alarm that has been biologically evolved in your body from the time of your ancestors to alert you to the fact that you are living under predators. That is what this is. And it feels almost like a portal got kicked open when this whole unconstitutional war started, that it's demon time. It just feels like it's just demons wearing human skin time. So that's what's up. I don't know what else to say about that. I needed everyone to see this so that people can have an understanding of where this is now. All pretense is gone that there's anything moral about any of the things that are happening. Some type of end game is happening now. That's what's actually going on. Clearly.
This business of burning human beings with napalm, of filling our nation's homes with orphans and widows, of injecting poisonous drugs of hate into the veins of people normally humane, of sending men home from dark and bloody battlefields physically handicapped and psychologically deranged, cannot be reconciled with wisdom, justice, and love. A nation that continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual death.
I would like to solve the puzzle. I would like to solve the puzzle. I would like to solve the puzzle.